Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Haywood Sullivan. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Houser moves to second. One out. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Cash, who tags Posada trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Houser scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Archer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-0 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards second. Wood scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Posada hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0-for-1 in the game. Archer bunts towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. Pignatano moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Posada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lump scores. Posada moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to third for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mossy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mossy moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 1 in the game. Archer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Posada. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kaline moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-2 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Tuttle. Kaline tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. Cash tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Don Mossy. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Sullivan steals second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez misplays the ball. That's an error on Fernandez. Sullivan moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan scores. Bauer moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton moves to second. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Bruton moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Bud Daly now pitching. Norm Cash batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 3 in the game. Boros hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Bud Daly. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hauser hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.